And now it's time for Queer Talk. Hey, Carter, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Ron. It's a wonderful day.
It's a beautiful day. And who do you have with you today?
Well, I am welcoming Jeremy Davis, who is one of the co-chairs for the Human Rights Campaign Tennessee Dinner. Welcome, Jeremy.
Thank you.
So this is the 16th Tennessee Dinner, is that correct?
This is actually our 17th dinner. I know.
Oops.
We're aging ourselves, aren't we?
Just a bit. And we won't talk about the delayed webmaster, because I read all that stuff today, checking notes.
Exactly.
So, but we do want to recognize you have a couple of helpers this year. You are co-chairing with Ian May and Andrea Genewig.
Genewig, right, correct,
this time?
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
Two really great people who have been wonderful to work with.
Right. So things are down to the wire this week, right?
They are. 1 week out.
1 week out. So I want to back up a moment, because this is the first time we've ever actually had a chance to really talk.
It is.
So, Jeremy, you are a local boy, born and bred here in Tennessee. That's correct.
I was, yes.
So is Cookeville? Was that what you were?
Cookeville. That's correct.
Right. So you've and you've hung around. You've not been one of those children who ran off and went to Oz and came back.
You know, interestingly enough, that is true. I think I always imagined that I probably would run away and move on somewhere else. But I moved to Nashville in 97, and, you know, it really very quickly became home. And even today, I just genuinely love the city and love the community here in Nashville, and can't imagine running any further now.
Right, right. Well, you know, I would have to say I'm going to embarrass you just a little bit, because I see that, you know, you've done real good, baby, because you got a Nashville Business Journal top 40 most influential business leaders under 40. We'll throw that out there for you. So you got a good star in your hat. You're making a nice mark on yourself.
I love that one the most, because, you know, people will quote the 40 under 40 award, which I'm thrilled to have gotten. It was an honor, but they don't usually include what year it was that I received it. So I'm just going to keep saying, I'm going to leave that on my profiles indefinitely, 40 under 40.
Right. So your background is banking. So administration of this big dinner was an okay step for you, right?
You know, I felt at first that it would be. I think I probably jumped in a little bit of a deeper ocean than I expected. But this is my fifth year co-chairing the dinner. So at this point, I think it's become second nature.
Right.
Although, you know, it is a 100% volunteer planned event. So every year the people roll over, at least we're supposed to. I think after this year, they're probably kicking me out.
Right.
They need some fresh blood, I'm sure. But so it makes it more and more interesting every year, because new people join and people who have been around for years kind of roll off and commit their time elsewhere. So it's always fun to see how that changes the event itself.
Right. And so so the dinner is one of the supporting functions for the Human Rights Campaign. You want to give a little background for folks who might not be familiar with HRC?
Sure. The Nashville Dinner actually is probably our largest single event for the Human Rights Campaign here in Tennessee. The Human Rights Campaign is the largest GLBT-focused civil rights organization in the country, primarily advocating for full equality for all LGBT community and their families. You know, we've had a chapter here in Nashville for almost 20 years, and you know, really we are, if you will, the grassroots portion of what really is a much larger national organization based in Washington, D.C.
Right. Yeah, because locally there is what I believe is called a Tennessee Steering Committee, and that's sort of, is that kind of like a sub-chapter of the national, or how,
you know,
does that work?
It really, it's not so much a sub-chapter as much, it really is, the Steering Committee are the people who are active volunteers here in this community. They live and work here in this community. Many of them are influential community leaders on their own. And they are really meant to be exactly what it's called, a steering committee. They are really here to steer the efforts of the human rights campaign in the Tennessee area, predominantly Middle Tennessee, Nashville.
Right.
And so what they what the steering committee is challenged with doing is finding that balance between what HRC is nationally and what their objectives may be in D.C. with how we can make that supportive for our community here in Tennessee, but also how we can make Tennessee a part of, you know, the national broader objectives of full equality for LGBT people across the country.
Right. And this is different from the federal club in HRC. The steering committee is kind of bringing it home.
Sure. The steering committee is really the active, well, you could just say they're the activists. They are the people, I would say they're kind of the board who is doing the planning and the meeting and the networking and finding the resources to support what HRC does in Middle Tennessee.
Right. And so what kind of programs or grants or, you know, what is that that comes back to Middle Tennessee?
Sure. Oh, you know what? That's a really great question. And it's actually a question that we get quite often. I think the fight for full equality is one that really is a fight that it's going to be a long fight, as we've already experienced, of course. And in the past several years, it's certainly been a fight that is a hot topic, and it's a fight that you really do kind of feel like you're on the battlegrounds right now. And I think that we have to do that, you know, we really have to do that from a lot of different perspectives. So for, you know, HRC, the larger organization, really does a lot of political work in D.C. They do a lot of legislative work in D.C. and across the country. And I think most people are extremely familiar with the work that they do nationally. You know, they support, you know, big campaigns to get fair-minded candidates elected to office. And I think that for the most part, they have a brand that is well known for that nationally. The interesting thing is, for those of us who are in Tennessee and steer the committee that is HRC Tennessee, you know, we do a lot of work ourselves. We do a lot of fundraising here in Tennessee as well. This dinner is one of those fundraising efforts. And a lot of what we raise and send up to D.C., I hear that comment a lot, does come back to us in a lot of different ways. One of those ways, of course, is just, as you mentioned, grants. You know, we've given away in the last couple of years tens of thousands of grants to multiple organizations here in Tennessee and love doing that, and it's something we would love to be able to do more of. So we're going to keep throwing this dinner every year.
Right.
But outside of that, I think the part that the local community may not get as much of an opportunity to see is the support that comes from HRC in other ways. And sometimes I'll say there are ways that a lot of maybe a candidate running for an office may not be openly willing to advertise, or at least put out there where it's easy to find. But HRC comes to many areas and helps with campaign organization support, teaching campaigns, you know, how to set themselves up, how to manage their campaign, how to fundraise for their campaign. But also they'll send staff from D.C. To have boots on the ground, doing door-to-door knocking door-to-door, phone banking, activities that really wouldn't be possible if it weren't for the local fundraising efforts that we have, where we get to pull in the resources of HRC.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So the dinner coming up on February 25th.
1 week.
1 week away. And still some seats available. Is that correct?
There are still some seats available. They are going quickly. We're really excited. This year we have Emmylou Harris performing, and I think that's been a really great draw for us, because the tickets have been selling quite quickly. So we're probably looking at probably less than 100 tickets that we're going to be able to sell at this point left. And, you know, we always try to do what we can when we start getting to that last few tickets. We try to throw some more tables in there, and
right,
you know, we'll squeeze as many as we can in, but we're certainly coming down to the wire.
Well, the Lowe's Ballroom is a large room, so you have some space.
It is,
there.
It is.
If somebody's looking for tickets, is there a web address?
Sure. Or? The best place to go for information and tickets is www.equalitydinner.com. All of the information about the night of is on there. And right on the front page, of course, you'll see the big flashing neon sign that says purchase tickets.
Right, right. So along with Emmylou Harris, we have a couple local individuals who are going to get a nice nod and a couple local folks who are going to be helping you do that, correct?
That is correct.
So the opening remarks are coming from...
Oh, we're very excited that the opening remarks, the welcoming remarks for our guest this year will be Congressman Jim Cooper. So we're extremely excited to not only have a great partnership with him and his office, but to have he and Martha attended the dinner last year for the first time, and then this year coming back to do these welcoming remarks. It really is a great way to kick off our evening.
Wonderful. And so a couple of folks that are going to get that nice pet on the head.
That nice pet, yes.
So it's Vice Mayor Diane Neighbors is the Leadership Award recipient. Have I got that right?
Yes, correct. Vice Mayor Diane Neighbors will receive the 2012 Community Leadership Award. And for those people who are local to Nashville, you know, it's such an obvious honor to bestow upon her because she really has done so much work in our community, not just for the LGBT community, but I think to enhance, the quality of life for Nashvillians across multiple communities, and especially I think the diverse communities of Nashville. She really has been steadfast and consistent and has an amazing record of support for what I think we could easily call quality of life issues. And the Community Leadership Award in particular for HRC is one that really does look to honor someone who not only has been an activist for the GLBT community, but has been an activist for the larger betterment of our community as a whole.
Wonderful.
And she's a great recipient. And we're also excited that Mayor Carl Dean will be attending during the evening, and he will actually present Diane with her award next Saturday night. So we're excited about that, too.
Very nice. Very nice. And the other award, or recognition, I guess we should say, is an Equality Award recipient, and that goes to a real good friend of all of us, is Keith Merrill, who's he's been in the trenches with us all for a while.
He has. Can you believe how fortunate Nashville is to have these types of folks in our community? And I can tell you just from my own perspective, I've been a chair of this dinner for 5 years now. This is my fifth year, and over the years I've seen just some amazing people and learned a lot more about just really how great they are, and I think Keith Merrill really exemplifies what is the Equality Award for us. This award is really meant to be, you know, the highest level of adoration for one's I would say shameless activist work in truly getting in the trenches, being out in the street, really making a difference. Maybe not just writing a check or supporting any particular event, but just truly jumping in, getting your hands dirty, and making a difference in people's lives. And I think Keith Merrill, there couldn't be a better recipient for this type of award this year.
Wow. Well, and so there are a few sponsors. Would you like to sort of touch on some folks that have been put a lot into helping the beginning work for this year's dinner?
Oh, sure. I have to just start. I probably should just start and finish with an amazing partnership that has been consistent and truly just at this point part of the foundation of our dinner every year, and that is our presenting sponsor, Bridgestone. Bridgestone has been with us for I think more than a decade now as presenting sponsor. They are truly the financial foundation for what this dinner is built on. They have allowed us to really elevate the level of this event over the years to a place that I would venture to say that the bold Nashvillians who did the first couple of dinners here in Nashville probably only imagined that the dinner would reach the levels that it has today, and we do owe a lot of that to the partnership and the support of Bridgestone. I'm very excited also to mention that the silent auction this year is sponsored again by Fifth Third Bank. They are a recent addition to our sponsorship ranks, and this is their, I think, second or third year sponsoring, but they've stepped up even more this year in terms of support to sponsor that that silent auction. So we're looking forward to that. And also another great contributor that's been around for years and years with us and just remained a steadfast partner, Mitchell Gold, Bob Williams, has been an active, not only financial support since they moved to Nashville only a few years ago, but has also just been a fantastic active partner with us in building the dinner. And some other old favorites coming back, of course, Lowe's Vanderbilt Hotel, Waller Lansden, Deutsch & Davis is back this year, along with Joseph and Vanderpool, Bradley Arendt, Bolt Cummings, and Bass Berry & Sims is back this year, so we're really excited about that. And we're also extremely fortunate to have great media partners out and about. Newspaper is one of our media partners, as well as the Nashville Scene. So we certainly have a lot, a lot of organizations to thank for helping pull this event off every year.
Right. So, yeah, some very supportive corporate support for this wonderful event.
I would be remiss not to mention the recent support of a sponsor who has come back this year for their second year. Cracker Barrel is back with us this year, and I think for a lot of us who grew up here, seeing Cracker Barrel in the last couple of years truly get in and get involved with the GLBT community is not only a sign of times changed,
yes,
but a sign of truly what partnership and consistency, longevity can do for a community. So we're really excited to have them back too.
Right. So, yes, there are a few leopards that can change their spots.
We love it. We love it. Absolutely.
Oh, well, it certainly is a wonderful event, and I've been to it in the past, in the early days when it was a smaller venue, and so it's always an interesting evening, and along with you talk about the silent auction, there's some wonderful items that folks will be able to come in and snap up as really sweet things. It's lots of broad support that comes in with that.
Oh, sure.
Oh, so, as we kind of touch on all this, is there any other little elements that you want to make sure we get out there? Any other folks that have been really, we want to recognize how much they put into putting on the dinner this year?
Oh, sure. I have to mention that the Nashville's, I think, incomparable comedy team of the Jug Sisters will be back this year to MC our live auction. And I got to tell you, every year they agree to do this and they jump in and offer their support. And every year I get to trot myself down for a lunch with them to do some planning around the event, and they pull me down to the farmer's market and we sit in the food court there, and I don't know if any of you could imagine sitting in the food court with the Jug Sisters in full costume, but I'll tell you it's like no other lunch that I usually have, especially in the banking business. We don't have very many lunches that are that much fun, but we're extremely excited to have them back. And the Nash Trash Tours have been supportive of the GLBT community for years and years, and having them as our live auction MCs every year is just a tremendous amount of fun. I think it basically stops the entire evening for a few minutes, and people just lose themselves in kind of the craziness that is their comedy. And I think our evening would not be the same without them.
Oh no, I've had the opportunity to ride the bus with them at Outrageous before, and
wow.
they're just you kind of start hurting. You laugh so hard after
you
a
do.
While.
You do, and you just have to love them and their ability to just swing with the punches and roll with what's going on in a room and read a crowd is fantastic. It certainly makes for a really fun, impact evening.
Right, right. Well, before we step out, let's review. So the dinner is this Saturday?
This Saturday, February 25th.
The events kick off at 5:30?
5:30 is when our cocktail reception and silent auction begins. So you have to get there at 5:30.
Yes.
So you have as many cocktails as you like while you bid on all the beautiful items. There are more than 150 items this year. I think the retail value of those items is somewhere at $40,000, $50,000 plus. So I'm sure there are some tremendous bargains to be had in there. But drink the cocktails anyway, just in case.
Just in case.
Exactly. They start at 5:30, and our dinner program will begin at 7.
Right. And let's have that web address again in case folks missed it.
Yes, the web address is www.equalitydinner.com.
Great. Well, thank you again, Jeremy Davis, who is co-chair of the HRC, the Human Rights Campaign, Tennessee Dinner, the 17th dinner. Yes, got it right this time. Well, it has been so sweet of you to come in today and give me a rundown on all of this and helping folks keep up with it all. And thank you again.
Thank you for having me.
Well, folks, you have been listening to another episode of Queer Talk Radio. Queer Talk Radio is a Joyce Arnold production. This is Carter Witt. Thank you for tuning in.